On this day in 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. Since 1991, the motel has been the site of the National Civil Rights Museum. Tomorrow, the museum reopens with a new design intended to tell the story of the civil rights movement both to generations that remember those difficult years and to younger people learning about them for the first time. From member station WKNO in Memphis, Christopher Blank reports.
About 200,000 people each year file into the courtyard of the former Lorraine Motel. They gaze at the second floor balcony where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stood. And now, new interactive listening stations tell the story of what happened here on April 4th, 1968.
And the shot rang out. Kapow! And it knocked him back onto the floor.
The National Civil Rights Museum marks the epicenter of a cultural earthquake, a moment that shook the nation. Executive Director Beverly Robertson said it was time to take a fresh look at the civil rights movement through the eyes of the people who gave it life.
We recognize that it was the everyday, regular old person who said, "I'm going to take a stand for justice." And they stood up and they spoke out and they made a difference.
To inspire the conscience of a younger generation, the museum first had to find new ways of getting inside its head. 20 years ago, its founders covered the walls in text to make up for what they thought was missing from history books. But students today, with internet access and shorter attention spans, were skipping past big chunks of history.
So we had to blend history, technology, information boards, artifacts, audio, video, to create what we believe is an engaging museum.
And I shall return until our race can get our freedom.
The new exhibits immerse visitors in major chapters of the movement. They can sit at a segregated lunch counter, in a courtroom, or on a vintage city bus next to Rosa Parks. News reports and famous speeches fill the air with urgency. One highlight remains the same, the hotel room where Dr. King spent his final hours. For curators, the biggest challenge was relating all of this to a post-civil rights era audience.
For an older generation, the master narrative says that we are moving towards overcoming. For a younger generation, it's that we have overcome.
That's Dr. Hassan Jeffries, an associate professor of history at The Ohio State University. He led the team of scholars involved in the reinterpretation. Jeffries wanted the museum to be a sacred space, but he didn't just want it to be a shrine to Martin Luther King.
The movement was involved so many more people, both known and unknown, that with the death of King did not come the death of the movement.
For many organizations, the museum represents a symbol of change. Labor unions, gay rights groups, and others often rally under the balcony where Dr. King was slain. In that sense, no matter how the National Civil Rights Museum portrays history on the inside, on the outside, the story is still being written. Here again, Beverly Robertson.
If young people leave this understanding that they have a role to play, that's a central message of what I'd like for people to take away.
The museum's rededication kicks off tonight in Memphis with a candlelight vigil. It's the 46th anniversary of Dr. King's death. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Blank in Memphis.